All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0. We have a budget.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Hey, we are ahead of the state yet again in passing a budget.
The unanimous vote on Wednesday night means the town of Chapel Hill will be operating on a $170 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. A slight increase compared to the prior year, but achieved without requiring a new property tax increase. The council made few adjustments to the budget from town manager Ted Voorhees' proposed draft from May, with the only additions being two finalized grants. Voorhees said on Wednesday,
"We're grounded in our commitment to supporting our employees with competitive compensation and sustainable benefits, funding and strengthening our core municipal services, advancing your strategic priorities, and progressing towards fiscal sustainability, guided by our five-year budget outlook."
A major topic around Chapel Hill's budget this year is not reflected in the final version passed, which is funding cuts for the Chapel Hill Public Library. With the Orange County government seemingly decreasing its allocations to the town library starting next fiscal year, questions swirled about how the town government would respond and cover the funding gap. When asked by council members Camille Berry and Paris Miller-Fouché about it on Wednesday, Voorhees said the staff's approach is to, quote, not take any drastic measures, partially because the county's budget will not be finalized until next Tuesday. But if it is adopted, the town is creating contingency plans for how and when to address that funding imbalance. As discussed in May, potential options include charging non-Chapel Hill residents with an access fee, adding fees for room reservations at the library, and trimming back part-time library staff.
Those are the kinds of things we're going to have to think through over the next few months. We'll wait to see what the county budget is, and then council will need to weigh in once we give you the analysis so you can decide how we're going to implement this.
When asked whether the town could or should use any excess fund balance money to cover the library's funding gap, Voorhees responded by saying he doesn't believe town residents shouldering that burden is equitable.
At some point, if only town residents are paying for something, then I think we owe it to our taxpayers to make sure that we're not subsidizing non-town residents with free services, essentially. And it's a tough thing to have to tell folks that that situation has changed, and through no fault of their own, we're going to have to perhaps consider fees.
Few council members shared comments on Wednesday night about the budget, but those who did offered support. Mayor Jess Anderson told 97.9 The Hill she's encouraged by the efforts to wean the town off of using its fund balance for critical operations.
And I'm really excited that staff is going to come in the fall with a recommendation for kind of standing up our own Greenway internal team that can start building kind of quick win short connection greenways in town instead of having to contract out for all of those, which is quite expensive and takes a long time. So I'm really, really excited about moving towards action on greenway development, which is such an important piece of our overall kind of complete community vision, our affordability work, and, you know, getting people out of their cars.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will meet one more time before a summer break, gathering on Wednesday, June 17th to discuss its complete community vision's implementation and the Land Use Management Ordinance rewrite. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.